praise the Lord. This is Will Pastor Tony Alamo. I'm sitting in tonight for Greg Samansky. We have, this is Investigative Journal. Greg Samansky is taking the day off, today and tomorrow. And, we're going to be inviting callers to call in. If you'd like to call in, the number is 559-781-3773 if you have any questions. I'm supposed to be set up on a computer, but the computer, it must be a bad computer that we have over here, so I'm just talking by way of phone, and I can't hear myself talking, and there's nobody really for me to interview unless somebody can call in and talk to me. However, I will preach a few of the things that the Lord lays on my heart. Today we had, rather 2 days ago, I got a letter from a person that has been on Greg's show several times. His name is John Peeler, formerly a government agent. And he was with the FBI, BATF, and other government agents, and has stated that he was warning me about, because he was hired at one time to assassinate me because of the way that I've been uncovering different government agencies. And so the Vatican, who the government agents are working for, so we don't have a United States government anymore. They've done away with our U.S. Constitution. And therefore, really, the freedoms of the United States have been pretty much taken away from us. But anyway, I received a letter from John Peeler warning me that they were going to try to cause, make it look like an accident. My bus was at a bus repair shop in around Nashville, Tennessee. It had been there for 3 months. They kept saying that there was something else wrong with it. And my driver brought the bus in today. It was early this morning. And the brakes went out on him while he was on the freeway. And the whole bus was totaled. And I asked him, why did you not check the bus brakes before you left? He said, well, because it's brand new brakes. Brand new brakes. So he's stating that they must have snipped some kind of cable in there for them to go out. And the steady bumping down the road. Let me have that letter from John Peeler where he states that he's warning me that they're going to try to make it look like an accident because he's privy to a lot of the different government agents that are warning him to warn me. He states that many of them have are still communicating with them, and they had recently, or some of them a few years ago, stopped listening to, or they don't work for the government any longer, and they flew him in as to the things that that they're doing right now. So I'm going to have a young lady that's here to read this letter to you so that you can hear. This just came to him about 2 days ago. Okay, go ahead and read what he has to say here in the letter.
Pastor Tony Alamo from John G. Peeler, regarding a warning. Dear Pastor Alamo, the True Church of Christ. A couple of years ago, FBI Violent Crime Task Force agent New World Order Jack Booted Doug gave me a polygraph test and intense questions. They asked questions about you and your ministry and radio talk shows.
Well, they're doing the same thing to Buster. They raided, the FBI raided his furniture store here in Texarkana, and they took over $180,000 Buster will be here in just a minute or so. And they took one third of his inventory. He had a big 100,000 square foot furniture store. And they told him that all this persecution that they're doing to him would go away if only he would just stop going to my church. So this is what they did to John Keeler. They told him to assassinate me, but if he wasn't, that they would put his son in prison. Well, he's been in prison for a lot of years right now. I believe it's at least 7, and they said they gave him life for a murder that they never found a body for. There's no such, there's no existence of anybody whatsoever. And they have no evidence or anything like that. And so Sanford is my driver. Sanford, tell the radio audience, did you just hear the letter that said, did you finish this letter here? Okay, finish the letter that this John Keeler, who was the former FBI agent, and was asked to assassinate him because of the fact that he just put his son in prison. He's been there for over 7 years. Finish it off.
The FBI agents gave me the impression that you are still a target of interest. Please be careful. Please be careful.
Why should I be so afraid of my own government? Well, that's your own. Why should I be so worried about my own government wanting to kill me, to assassinate me? Why would I be so, have to be so careful about such things? I can't continue on.
Mr. Gordon Call, the posse comitatus tax protester, was shot to death in Smithville, Arkansas in 1983.
Now, a lot of these people that he mentioned, I don't know anything about them, and maybe some of them should have been arrested, but so they got murdered by the government, murdered the people over at Waco, Texas. They said they make up false stories. The government makes up false stories about people in the ministry, and they say that they were being abused. What could be more abusive than murdering the children? You know, I would think that if a person was being spanked or if they were being chastened by parents, which they were not at Waco, because I know a lot of people there after I was put in prison on false charges for false tax evasion or, I don't know, tax fraud charges, I was tax exempt. And I know the people, a lot of them were in prison with me, that were waiting on this test. None of those things were true. And I also know a drummer that used to go over to David Koresh's place. And he said he was one of the coolest guys that he'd ever met in his life. And that he said they just have fun together, and he treated the children really well. But actually, the government had me listed as the first one that would be Waco 1. Even when I was put in prison in Van Buren, Arkansas, of many of the places I was first arrested for, one, they said I wanted to hang a judge. I won that trial in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And there's people putting out pictures of me with a tie-dye t-shirt on when they first arrested me in Tampa, Florida, and they look at here's this criminal, but they don't say that I was acquitted on those charges in Fort Smith, Arkansas, by a full jury. Not one of them believed anything that the government was saying about me. But at any rate, I continue on with John Keeler, former FBI BATF agent, Shell.
Mr. Gordon Call was identified by the DNA of a tooth that was left after they firebombed his dwelling place.
Yes, it probably was only about a tooth left. And the reason that the government wants to frighten you, remember where Jesus in the scriptures said, Satan would sift thee, Peter. means that Satan would scare you away from my ministry, Peter. And truly, he was frightened because he denied the Lord 3 times. He even started using some profanity because he was so frightened to be associated with Jesus. And that's why in the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, it states the first type of people that will spend eternity in the lake of fire are the fearful, the ones that have been frightened away from Christ. They're more afraid of this Antichrist cult in Rome and its one world government, which is the one world government that you see we're now under Roman canon law. And also, the media, which is Satan's mouth. The Bible said that Satan would be given a mouth in the last day. And that's what's happening. So when you're frightened by the things, even Daniel said that he saw a vision of this fourth and last world government. And he said that it was dreadful to look upon. I saw, I believe, the very same vision that Daniel saw. It was I couldn't think of any better words to describe it other than dreadful. The most dreadful looking thing I had ever seen. I wasn't even able to look at it for more than just one fraction of a second. And I immediately, the Holy Spirit got up and said, the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. And immediately the vision fled. So what it is Satan's last opportunity in these last days to frighten people into being fearful and unbelieving, for them to go to hell and the lake of fire with him. You know, Satan loves company, and he doesn't want to be in hell alone, and he for sure will not be there. He'll be there with one-third of the former angels from heaven, and also all those that believe, that love and believe a lie. They love the actual bubble, the actual lie that you're living, the entire government is a lie. Rome, the Vatican, is a lie. The news media is a lie. Easily world news today with all the things that are going on, that they're telling you about polar bears and global warming, which is also a lie. They're telling you anything that will divert your attention from the one world cult in Rome. The Bible says that the cult in Rome is Satan's seat. This is Roman government is powered by Satan. And as the cult in Rome is powered by Satan, and it is the one that gives the government the direction of the filthy things that they're doing. They hate the Word of God so much that they've actually outlawed the Bible in school, and they're outlawing the name God, Jesus. They're saying Christmas, they're calling it Xmas. In other words, X the name of Jesus out. X the name of Jesus, but Xmas. And this they've been doing for so many years. And they're blaming the Jews for all the trouble that the Vatican is causing. Now, there was Babylon, and there still is. Babylon is Iraq, Iran, and several other Arab nations around there. But Mystery Babylon, it's a mysterious because most people think of that Iraq and Iran again. No, it's not. That's Rome. Rome, Italy, where Satan's seat is, city of the seven hills. Now let's finish with John Peeler's letter. I can't help but interrupt. I apologize for that, but every time I hear him saying these things, I have to relate it to some of the things that are happening in the world today and things that are actually happening to people like myself and Buster and Sanford and all the wonderful people in our church that are defying Satan, because we're not going to go to hell because we're going to be afraid of this wicked, or I'm not afraid of Satan, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, because it's the power of God unto life for all of us that believe. Amen?
Amen.
The power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
To all of us that believe. Now, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ means that you believe in the whole Word of God. That means the Old and the New Testament, because it's all the Word of God. Now, if you say you believe in Jesus and yet you doubt the Word of God, any part of it, you don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You're just a phony, like all the rest of the people in the world that say they believe in Jesus and they don't. Okay, let's finish with Mr. Peeler's letter here to me.
Likewise, there is no real evidence against my son, just three hearsay perjured witnesses. Thank you for your prayers and genuine concerns. Signed, John G. Peeler.
Yes, I've hired my attorney, Eric Lieberman, in New York City to try everything with his power to get this young man out of prison, because he's only there because John Peeler would not assassinate me. Now, if John Peeler would have assassinated me, well, then his son would be on the bricks right down the street. So, this shows that this is all coming from the Vatican, because the only one that I'm exposing is the Vatican. And the Vatican is the root of all evil. Not just money, because the whole story about the Vatican is money and corruption in government. The Vatican is a political and corrupt monetary type government. It's a democratic government. They say that their system of government is not one nation under God. It's like this Vatican is for us and us alone. A man-made religion, democracy, means that other people, by the people, and for the people. But God says, yeah, that's right, if you are first, you're under me. Amen? We are really not Democratic or Republican. If you're a Christian, you have them to be, you believe in theocracy, not democracy. Theocracy is that God, that means Godocracy, okay? Because God has made a perfect system of how we should live and how we're not going to be attempting to have sex with another man's wife. We're not going to murder anybody. We're not going to allow, we're not going to condone the first-degree murder, like what they call abortion. All right, so Sanford, now, he's warning me, be careful. And Sharon, come over here and read the part in the literature that John Peeler wrote regarding how to, what they're going to do or how they do things. So I'm going to get right into the mic here.
All right, Peeler said, I want you to tell Pastor Lama right now to be as careful as he can, because the government might even assassinate...
Our government would assassinate people for preaching the gospel? Yes, okay, go ahead.
Might even assassinate him over this article that he did. For example, they have someone who's real good at fixing your car. This is one of the deals...
Yeah, what he means, very good at fixing your car with bombs, cutting the brake line. Amen?
Amen.
They believe that that was the same thing that happened to Princess Grace when she was going down the hill from Monaco. Yeah, been there. Okay, keep going.
This is one of the deals they did a long time ago on a person I knew. They went and put a big screwdriver inside the tubeless tire of the car, and this guy had a Corvette and drove it really fast. He was going around the curve, the screwdriver came through the tire, and he rolled off the curve and killed himself. There's stuff they can put in your drink, like, for example, Castro. They tried to get people and send them down there to put LSD and different mind-altering drugs in his drink, or ice cream, or whatever. Just tell Tony Lamo, after this last article he did, where he's 100% on the mark, and where it shows the government and the special agents for doing what they're doing is totally corrupt and outrageous, that he needs to be extremely careful. Because the United States government, which is thoroughly controlled by the Vatican Roman Catholic Pope Church, has killed people for less.
Okay. Now, as I said before, Pastor Dwight went to the Nashville area to pick up the bus to take my wife and my child to the doctor's eye doctor. She kind of has a blurred vision sometimes when she wakes up in the morning. She's just 6 years old. And so what happened, Sanford? I mean, we had, did we have brand new brakes?
Brand new brakes, brand new engine, brand new generator, plus some top operating condition. Absolutely top operating condition. And the brakes worked perfect. I did not get under and check the brakes, which was my mistake that I made. But they were working fine. I was coming down the highway. I was almost home, and I went to pull out the freeway onto an off ramp, and they absolutely, totally went out with no warning, 100%. I couldn't gear down fast enough. I couldn't get the emergency brake fast enough, and my main push was to make sure I didn't hit another vehicle, and I ended up going bouncing into across the highway with a small road and into a ditch, and a very violent stop. And I realized that how thankful I was that Tony and his family were not in the bus. And the only way that could have happened was somebody had sabotaged the brake line. But that's.
I pledge allegiance to the King of Kings and to his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. One holy nation under the heavenly Father with grace, mercy, and justice for all.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at LibertyRadioLive.com for only $45 a month. And you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all the First Amendment Rights Media Group programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you can request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $20. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You can do all this online at LibertyRadioLive.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. Don't do internet, then call 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at the First Amendment Rights Media Group.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and I want you to know that corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD. Government takeover of the church. Who will tell them if not you? Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLine.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773.
Now listen to me.
If you read the history books, the most often asked question to Southerners was this: why did you fight? And the most often given answer is, because you're here. In other words, the South did not invade the North, the North invaded the South.
Was it a civil war or war of federal aggression? John Weaver sets the record straight in this DVD series on the Civil War from the Old Past Christian History Conference. Was there a war to set the slaves free? Or was it a war to enslave us all? Get this DVD and judge for yourself. War of Federal Aggression. The truth seems strange only because we've been indoctrinated with a fiction. War of Federal Aggression. Get it today. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLine.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773. 559-781-3773.
Against nation, racial pride.
Actually, what it is, federal aggression, is the same thing as Roman, the empire, the fourth kingdom aggression. Anytime we say federal government, well, that's one of the arms of the Vatican. There are like, it's like a multi-octopus of many multi. Like the ACLU is just a, you can't understand what the ACLU is doing, but and you just wonder why all these laws are coming into effect, but it's Roman, every one of them. See, if you cut off a branch of a tree, the tree's still going to live. Amen? Because it's still going to live. You know, I've been into horticulture before. George Washington was into horticulture, you know, and he planted cherry trees and everything. I doubt that he never lied. However, these, you know, the root of everything is, according to the Word of God, is the Vatican. So when you focus your attention on, you know, FBI, IRS, Department of Labor, the Bureau of Alcohol, the Backroom Firearms, and all these branches of government, all you're doing is pruning the tree. You're not focusing on the root. Now, what needs to happen is everybody needs to boycott, or so to speak, or pray to God that the evil put an end to the root. Amen?
Amen.
And then once the root is dead, I've noticed I've pulled up trees before. And when I did, there aren't any of the branches that live long. They all died. They were actually a dead tree when I pulled them up from the ground. You know?
Amen.
And so you were saying the last thing you remember, Stanford, was that you were gearing it down, and then what?
I was gearing, trying to gear down, do anything and everything I could to stop and avoid hitting any other vehicles. And I saw a clear path toward a pasture, which it was which I crashed into, which was a steep ditch on the edge of the pasture. And I came to a stop.
Which was also on the edge of the highway, right?
Yes, off on the edge of the highway. And it stuff flying every place. I got very banged up on one of the hills.
Stuff flying. Have you been zigged? You told me that the
windshield got crushed.
Crushed into
the windshield frame got crushed into pieces. The CB radio flying around. The whole structure of the front of the bus just disintegrated.
And your cell phone and your glasses got thrown out of the vehicle.
And everything around, yeah.
Everything. And then what else?
And when it all stopped, and it was a very, very violent stop, and I was very thankful that I was by myself in the vehicle, that I hadn't hit anybody else, or managed to avoid any other vehicles.
But you hit your head, right?
I hit my head, I hit my leg, my back. I've got many bruises. I had to go to the hospital, get my head stitched up, and...
Because you got bashed on the left-hand side of your skull. You almost got killed.
You almost got killed, absolutely. I was very thankful that Pastor Tony and his family was not in the bus when that happened, which I'm sure that's what they were trying to do, was to destroy Pastor Tony and his family and make it look like an accident.
They tell people now for years, they told them about 25 years ago, they stopped people on the street and said, the government agency, say, has Pastor Alamo snapped yet? Because they knew they were putting pressure on me, and of course my mind is focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, because I don't want to be one of the fearful of the devil people. The Bible says that we're to fear God and keep His commandments. That's the whole duty of man, is to fear God, not Satan. Because if we fear Satan, then we'll do anything. We'll actually even bring false accusations against the people of the Lord. We'll betray one another in the last days, is what the Bible says people would do. And so I keep my mind focused on what they were telling people. They come right up to our property, and first of all, somebody can find all the filthy accusations that they said about me over there on the floor. I just put them on the floor for future use. Right in there, later. And there was two pages, and here are some of the accusations they brought against me. They said, I was the tax dodger. We were tax exempt, but still, we paid more taxes, property taxes, than anybody in the Fort Smith area, Fort Smith, Van Buren, Elma, and Byer area. They said that I was a child slave labor camp driver. Anybody that's been around our church knows that hardly anybody, there's nobody that's slave. Yeah, the closest person to a slave would be myself. Because there's so many things that are going on that I just barely can get sleep. They said that I was fixing boats. Now, you know, all these things, you know, one of these charges would be bad enough, but they said I was threatening to hang Judge Morris Arnold, who is the federal judge in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And this is the one that I was telling you that I was the jury stated, they acquitted me. They said, not guilty. Absolutely. Even after all the character assassination that had been done against me in that area and throughout the world, they said the character assassination because they don't want you to come to my church. They frighten you. This is a Satan would sift you, would frighten you to get away from my church. So if you let Satan threaten you and you believe it, you're one of the fearful and unbelieving that's going to spend eternity with Satan and his evil angels. One third of the angels from the kingdom of heaven is going to spend eternity in the lake of fire.
Amen.
Then they also said that I was a pedophile. Those are recent charges. Now that I've reached out in September, I'll be 73 years old. Now I'm monkeying around with babies and stuff like that. You filthy, stinking, rotten degenerate. You're the ones that have been pedophiles. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of you Catholics that are pedophiles, you homosexuals. I mean, repent.
Amen.
Well, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and you notice that people, that they do not prosecute these people. What they do is pay off. They just got $600 and some million. What was it?
$660 million.
Doesn't that sound like a premier number, 666?
Amen.
$660 million they're paying out just in the California area alone. Now, what do you think? How many homosexual, child molested pedophiles are throughout the world? And they're trying to blame us for the same thing that these satanic demon spirits are doing here on earth. And of course, I'm not a stinking pedophile. I'm not a child abuser or running a slave labor camp or a tax dodge or fixing boats or threatening to hang any stinking federal judge. I'm praying that their souls will go to heaven. I'm not a child abuser. I'm not a polygamist. Find one marriage license on me. Just go ahead and find it. Okay? That I have 100 wives? Man, I'm not a masochist. You think that I want to abuse myself like that? Crazy. Okay, pedophile. And then I'm a mind controller. A brainwasher. I use hypnosis. I'm legally blind. How could I hypnotize anybody? They say that I use my eyes and my fingers to hypnotize you. If you believe that garbage, then you are about 4,000 points lower than plant life.
Amen.
Okay, all this stuff. Okay, and that I'm a public nuisance. I'm a nuisance to Satan.
Amen.
I keep uncovering that weasel. They say that they probably even say I'm a carpenter, and I'm not one of those either. Okay, that I'm armed and dangerous. Folks, we don't even have a water pistol over here or a BB gun. We don't even allow our children to play with toy guns because we believe that these animals that kill the people over Waco would come and kill our little children. Well, we thought it was a weapon. They've done that before to other churches. We don't have any arms of any kind except the double-edged sword of the living God, the Bible. And that I have a guest writer, a ghost writer, that somebody writes all my stuff for me.
Prove it.
You people are sitting here right now. Am I talking on my own, or am I reading this from a book? Okay, I just listed some of these different things that they've accused me of. They've accused me of kidnapping. Why would I want to kidnap anybody to support them? I don't have any daddy complex. I never wanted to be a Christian in the first place because I was in the world and I was making a lot of money and I was enjoying everyday life out there. I sort of was like with Joyce Myers. But the Bible says that when we are saved that we're going to be persecuted. If your church is not persecuted, well, then your church is not living a godly life.
Amen.
You're not godly, because if you were, you'd be receiving persecution. All, everyone that lives godly shall suffer persecution. If they persecuted me, if they lied about me, Jesus said they're going to persecute and lie about you. All right? Now that I'm holding people against their will, because I want to feed and clothe and house them. I'm a real pervert, you know. I want to feed, house, and clothe people and to treat them like Jesus. No. There's no bars or ropes or chains in my church. If you want to walk down the road, actually, our choir, which was about a, and orchestra, which was about 150 total, I figured out it's over 90% of them, they fell away when the federal government marched on our property up on Georgia Ridge and scared them away. Well, they were born again of the Spirit for sure, and they fell away, and the Bible said there'd be a great falling away. But there's a lot of people that have stayed here for over 30 years. How long have you been at the church, Sanford?
Almost 37 years.
Okay. You didn't fall away, did you?
Didn't fall away.
So I'm not chained to him.
No,
you're not chained to me. What they're trying to do is insult people's intelligence or to make them look like they're dopes or idiots or belonging to my church. But the Bible says that anyone belongs to the Vatican or the federal government, they're the idiots, all right?
Amen.
Because they're murdering people and they're going to go to hell for it. So that's as big of a idiot as you can possibly get. Somebody that knowingly, willingly, and wantonly wants to go to the lake of fire. Now they said that I also lately in this one of these small towns outside of Texarkana, they said that I was bribing the judges and the mayors. If I was bribing judges, why did I have to go to prison for 6 years? Amen?
Amen.
Wouldn't I just pay the guy off?
Amen.
And why are they persecuting us so much in the town of South Arkansas and saying these things? All I did was build a park. I didn't get the mayor a penny. I built a park for them. I paid $50,000 because there's so many poverty-stricken kids in this town. And also I bought a Jaws of Life, which ran $5,000 for in case somebody got the refugee settlement. Then I paid, the Lord told me to do these things, or I wouldn't, because a town out there has persecuted us immensely and brought so many false charges against us, including all the ones that I've read so far. And I gave them a generator when there was no electricity in their houses. They were offering $5,000 a week. No electricity in their houses and no water. And so the Lord told me, I called the mayor's house because it was around 11 days that they had no water and no electricity. So I called the mayor's house and I said, is the mayor there? And his wife says, no, he's out looking for a generator. I said, how long is it going to be before the lights and the water are out? People thought I had a generator, so I wasn't sweating. I was the only place in town that had lights. Okay? This is a poverty-stricken town. I've been told that there are people here that have money. And, you know, we're not like King Faisal. We don't have, or King El Congo, or President El Congo of Gabon, or the Sultan of Brunei, or this guy that made the microchip. What's his name?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, yeah. Well, we don't have that kind of body, but that we have, that we're richer than him because we have eternal life.
Amen.
And hopefully he does too, and I'm praying for all the people in the Vatican. I'm praying for all the federal government agents. I'm praying that their souls will get saved.
Amen.
Because that's true love. True love is that we keep God's commandments.
Amen.
If you don't keep God's commandments, you don't have the love of God in you. And if you hate people, if you hate especially the people of the Lord, you're a murderer.
Amen.
The same thing Jesus said, that it's murder. So they also says that I'm bribing judges and mayors and all these federal government agents. But then why are they against me? Why are they paying to have me killed? And do you see what liars they are? And then they also said that I had a tunnel on top of Georgia Ridge, which is just up above Dyer, Arkansas, and that I had prisoners in their chains. Now, what on earth would anybody want to do that? I said, I'll give anybody $1 million if you can find that tunnel, and I'll let you up here to and give you a shovel.
Yes,
sir. So, and not one person came up, so that makes me believe that nobody believed that dirty, lying Vatican federal government lie or media lie.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that I had 2 sets of books. Where I'm so busy, and first of all, I don't do the books at all. And we're so busy, we don't have time hardly to do 1 set of books, let alone 2, okay? We have time to do that. Now, we just weren't making that much money anyway, so why would I try to hide something that we don't have?
Mm-hmm.
You're crazy, you idiot. Okay, so 2 sets of books, and that I'm gimmeing the book. No, I'm tonying the books. Lamoing the books, that means I'm doing them straight.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, that Susan faked that she had cancer, that she really didn't have cancer. Isn't that amazing? She died of cancer at the Oral Roberts Hospital, and that she faked her death. They said on Easter that I'm going to have her raising from the dead. You filthy dreamers, you sickos. Man, the best business I could ever get into is open up the insane asylum and check you people into it, all you people.
And
I've always said that people that are, most of the people that are in prison should be released, and you put all these Vaticanites and these satanic people that follow them, put them in prison, and then we'd have peace. But we can't do that, but Jesus is going to do it real soon. He's going to put them in a prison, and it's going to be, and you're going to be screaming your heads off in there. Okay? Yeah, there's no ice in hell. That they said that I packed Jesus in ice. I have a letter from the funeral home stating that she had a normal casket, a normal funeral, that there was not a glass casket, that it was normal. It was made out of steel. They said it was glass and that there was ice. Why would I put her on ice? You sick. You know, what they're doing is saying these things to make you think that I'm sick. And really, you're the ones, if you believe that, that you're the sickos, okay? Because you never heard my side of the story. You never, they didn't let me tell my side of the story on television. All they do is dish you a lot of smut, and then they don't let you say your side of the story. And that Sue and I were making a raving fortune, actually, when we were going to the back of supermarkets and begging for food to feed the hippies that we had won to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and that were multi-billionaires. I swear to God, I'm not a multi-billionaire. That would be nice if we had $1 billion, amen,
mm-hmm.
or of multi-billions. And then it says that we are communists, we're socialists, that we have false doctrine. If we have false doctrine, tell me what it is so I can repent, sickos.
Amen.
Okay? Now, Jesus called you pigs that have been washed, those false Christians out there, you Christians that have fallen away from the Lord, that your dogs that have gone back to your vomit, and that your sows that were once washed, and then you've gone back into the mire.
Amen.
Right, so, let's see. Now they're trying to get a thing here on that I'm a money launderer. Oh, I wonder what that's going to be, what evidence they have on that. They've never had any evidence at all. Which reminds me that they told that pastor in Buster's tank, and you come over here. And Buster's the one that has his replaced seat here. It's fair to get up and walk him like an old man. That's that Buster. Yeah. So sit down, Buster. And, we've got just a few minutes here, and we'll continue on with you after, we have to do that. The federal government came into your furniture store here in town. Bottom line is that they did it because you're going to my church. Right?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Now, can you tell them the story of how you met me and how you became a Christian and how what the federal government has been doing to you lately and that they're trying to send you to prison for how many years?
They started out, they wanted to send me to prison for 30 years.
30 years and... What?
They have no indictment on me. They have no, I've done nothing wrong.
No, but when they took me to the back room.
Oh, because I'm going to your church and they wanted me to, say bad things about you that they would orchestrate for me to say.
And to cooperate.
If I would cooperate with them.
That's what they do. They say either cooperate or we're going to send you to prison for years. This is what they did and they always tell you that. Didn't Tony Alamo commit sex crimes? You don't say that he did. If you don't swear to it in court, we're going to send you to prison for aiding and abetting that pervert. Isn't that about what they do?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, do you want to tell me a story?
I received salvation in June 20th of 2003 in my home in Texarkana. And I started coming to the Tony Alamo Christian Church in South Arkansas a few days after that.
We have churches also in L.A. and Portsmouth, New Jersey, and all over the world. Right?
Amen. Yes, sir. And I had been coming to services 7 nights a week for 8 weeks before I ever met Tony Alamo.
So they said that I got brainwashed and I hadn't even met.
I've never met you, never, not even talked to you on the phone.
Probably never even heard of me, did you?
Prior to my salvation, and, no, sir, I've never heard of the Tony Alamo Christian Church.
And
then, after I had met you, and had been in the ministry for almost 4 years, and I had never had any problems with anything connected with the government whatsoever, and the first part of March, one of the tentacles of the Vatican called the FBI had 15 to 20 agents raid my store in Texarkana and stole in cash and merchandise almost $200,000. And one agent that had no name tag on during all of the theft of my goods and money got me over to one side and he said, "Would you like all of this trouble that you're seeing here today go away?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he says, "Well, we know that Tony Alamo has a nationwide money laundering scheme."
Now, this is the first time I've ever been accused of that.
Yes, sir.
I thought the only thing they hadn't accused me of was killing Bambi's mother. Now, that one of the guards in prison when I was in there, they said, "What are you in here for, Hoffman?" That's my real name, Bernie Lazar Hoffman. I'm Jewish. I'm one of the 144,000 that the Lord said would be preaching the gospel to you Gentiles in the last day because we wrote the Bible and Jesus is a Jew. Amen. All right, and so I says, "Well, I'm in here for killing Bambi's mother." And he says, "No, I killed Bambi's mother." And I says, "Well, yeah, but I'm the one doing time for it." It's pretty bad, though.
And what? I told him, "Agent," I said, "that's a lie. I know that not to be true." And he says, "Listen, wouldn't you like for all of this to go away and you get your merchandise and money taken care of?" And I said, "Look, I can tell you many, many good things about Tony Alamo." And he just stopped, cut me off, didn't want to hear nothing good. And that was the end of that conversation.
Now, they've heard good things about me as well. Matter of fact, they listen to every one of these broadcasts, and they listen to my broadcast. I'm on